Welcome to the underground. A place to hear the word of God before you go 6 feet underground. A place to get into the word of God so the word of God can get into you. And who am I? I'm just the voice of one calling out saying, repent. Yeah, I know the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The underground. Man, love that y'all came in here for a small time in eternity. To listen to the word of God. To listen to the word of God. You're getting washed by the word of God. I love to use this parable when it talks about being washed with the word of God. You know, when you take your car out into this world and you drive around Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and you get paid on Friday. And most of us, some of us, we like to take our car through that car wash and let that soap hit it and let that dryer hit it and let the subs hit it and all those type of things. Why? Because we want to get our car back shining again. And that's what the word of God does for you. When you're out here walking in this world, when you're out here all around people who don't believe in God, when you're out here in these demonic environments, you listen to demonic things, you may be around demonic things, your environment, your home may be demonic, right? So when you come and you listen to the word of God, just listening to the word of God, it can wash you. It begins to wash your mind. It begins to wash your ears. It can wash your eyes. It can wash your conscience. It can wash your bitterness. It can wash your sin. The word of God, that's what it does. Okay? That's how powerful the word of God is, my brothers and sisters. So when I send a link out, it's not so you can support me. No, absolutely not. I'm only here for a small time in eternity. You know, the underground is going to be here. And then guess what? The underground is going to fade. You know, but it's to really wash you. To wash you. If you go weeks without taking a bath, guess what? You're going to start stinking. You're going to start smelling a little sour. And so I'm here to tell you, if you go weeks and days without hearing the word of God, matter of fact, the way we are right now, we can't afford to miss a day. So I pray that you guys are getting in that word yourself. But when the word of God is brought forth, because God has his servants who preach the word of God, you want to make sure you be up under that so you can hear and begin to wash away certain things that you got involved into. You know, see, repentance, my brothers and sisters, is still one of the key fundamentals in this kingdom. Repentance. Never forget that. Okay, let me give you a couple of words, though. In Ezekiel 36 and 25, it says, Ezekiel 36 and 25, I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you should be clean from all your uncleanness, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. See, the word of God can cleanse you from all these idols that we've been worshiping all our lives. All these idols we've been bowed down to. When you let the word of God penetrate your ears and get inside that hard heart of yours, it began to cleanse you from all those type of things, right? So that's what we want to do. Romans 10, 17 says, so faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. You're struggling in your faith. You're struggling to grow that mustard seed that you planted years ago, and you still haven't seen it manifest. It's because you need to hear the word of God, and your faith grows by hearing the word of God. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. This may be rattle some of y'all. It doesn't grow by listening to just worship songs. No, your faith doesn't just grow by listening to worship music, listening to motivational speaking. No, your faith is going to grow by listening to practical word of God. The word of God, it's that potent. It's that sure. So I want to encourage you guys. Hey, Get into the Word of God as much as possible and get up under some sound doctrine that can begin to grow you and wash you. All right? And why is it that we need that? Because again, first of all, we're trying to grow our faith. We want to be washed because you know what's hostile? The flesh. The flesh is so hostile towards God. Always remember this. The flesh will never save you. It will never save you, and it can never birth what God has for you. The flesh. Put no trust in the flesh. Romans 8 and 7. Romans 8 and verse 7 says, "For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile towards God." Ooh, that's a powerful word, you guys. He said it is hostile towards God. And hostile is a form of aggression behavior. That's the definition. It's seen as a form of emotionally charged, aggressive behavior. And that's what our flesh is towards God. For it does not want to submit to God's law. It doesn't want to submit to God's word. And then it says, indeed, it cannot. That's why we have to be able to feed our spirit, man. So it can be able to, you know, feed us and grow us into the word of God. My brothers and sisters. All right. So I want to continue to ask you guys to, hey, when you have a chance to listen to the word of God, always be sure of that. Always take that seriously. Because as we're going to read Romans, we're going to see, man, hey, the night is coming. It's coming, my brothers and sisters. Dark days are coming, and you want to make sure you're filled up on the word of God. They always talk about fill up on water, fill up on gas, fill up on this and that, fill up on food. Man, you better be able to fill up on the word of God. I want to welcome everybody to the underground who coming in. A place to hear the word of God before you go 6 feet underground. I appreciate you putting your mics on mute. We're recording live. Just come on in, sit down, have a seat, and listen to this word. Let the word of God captivate your mind. Let the word of God take you on a safari like never before. Let the word of God penetrate your mind and birth the new life in you. Have you thinking differently? Some of y'all need a new mind to think differently. That's a word right there. Just touch somebody and say a new mind. A new mind. See, a new mind, only God can give you that. None of these, you know, step plans and all these coaches who want to coach you into a new life and coach you into a new way of thinking. Man, that stuff don't have no power behind it. Only the word of God has the authority and power to change a rebellious mind. Let me say that again. Only the word of God has the authority to change a rebellious mind and a hard heart. Listen, I don't care where they went to school at. I don't care what philosophy they got. They don't have the authority to do that. It's the word of God. His word changes things. His word can speak to a dark place. His word can speak to a void place. His word can speak to a chaos place. Go back and read Genesis chapter 1 and he'll tell you. When he spoke, it brought life to it. What are you messing around with thinking that it's going to bring you life right now? Think about it. I'm going to let you think for a little bit. What are you messing around with that you think is really going to bring you life? Bring you a new way of thinking. And listen to what I tell you, my brothers and sisters. There's going to be many, many teachers and philosophies and new ways that's going to continue to come out like never before. And let me tell you, they're going to sound so good.
Ooh, they go sound so good to your ear. They go sound like some R&B tracks. These new teachings that's about to come out that hit these airwaves, they're gonna sound like some 90s and 80s R&B tracks that's gonna make your soul kind of, groove to it. But I'm here to tell you, if it's not up under the authority of the word of God, it is false. Well, how you just go? I put the house bank on that. Only the word of God is going to be able to sustain you. That's it. Okay. So if you just joining us, I'm going to be in Romans chapter 12, and I'm going to start in verse 9. And for those who are new here, how we do this, the Holy Spirit points me to a particular passage, and we just go verse for verse, and I go ahead and revelate with you, and whatever the Holy Spirit gives me to give y'all, Fruity Loops, Boston baked bean head self, I give it to you, and I give it to you raw, right? I like to just give it to you raw and uncut. I'm the FBI, and when they have a search warrant, they don't come. Excuse me, knocking on your door. No. They just come breaking that door down. And that's what I come to do. God has, he got a search warrant on some of y'all hearts tonight. By the way, I'm not just talking to everybody that's in this section right now. No. I'm talking to nations right now. I'm talking to nations right now. The underground has been heard all across the world right now. And so when I'm talking, understand, I may not even just be talking to you. I may be talking to somebody in Pakistan. I may be talking to somebody in India. I may be talking to somebody who locked up right now. I may be talking to somebody who in the trap house right now. Because that's what God has done to the underground. All glory to God. Right? But what you can do, if you feel like, well, this ain't for me, well, take your nutty professor finger and go on here and share this link with somebody and tell them to come up in here and they need to listen to it. Take your big Shirley finger and go on here and share it with somebody and they can come up in here and listen to it. Right? Okay. It says in Romans chapter 12 in verse 9, first he comes out the door and says, don't just pretend to love others. Look right there. Just all this pretending like we love somebody. All this pretending smiling up in people's face. All this pretending like you want to speak to somebody. God say, man, cut all that out right now. If you've been pretending like you love your mama, if you've been pretending like you love your family members, if you've been pretending like you love your husband, if you pretending like you love your wife, if you pretending like you love your kids, your church family, man, God say, cut that out. Cut that out. We got to stop with all this fake love around here, man. The world needs to see the church, if you are in the church, right? Through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they need to see real love. Real love. I'm talking about real love. That's what they need to see. And you have been called and you have been commanded right now, today, to show that. What is stopping you from showing people real love? Why are you holding back from showing people real? Don't you want God to show you real love? So why is it that you can't show your brothers and sisters real love? Is it a color of their skin that's stopping you from showing real love? To my young people, is it because they wasn't born in a certain hood that is stopping you from showing real love? Is it? To my gang members, let me go ahead and call you up out of what's that foolishness in, that you in. Is it a certain color that's stopping you from showing real love? To the nations that's listening right now, is it because I'm from a different country that's stopping you from showing real love? God is calling you up out of that. He's saying, stop pretending. I don't pretend with you, so why do you pretend with my creation? You was born not to be fake. Can we just stop being fake? I want us to start just praying to God. God, just help me stop being fake. How about that? See, we praying for destiny, but how you go make it to a real destiny being a fake person? You want to serve a real God with fake love. You can't do that. So I'm calling anybody out like that, including myself. God, speak over my life right now. If you see any fake bones in me, have surgery on me and get it up out of me. I just don't want to die fake. I want you to see the real me. When you see me, I want you. You know, we have that word, keep it 100. Man, please. Ain't nobody out here really keeping it 100. Because you know what? It'll hurt some feelings. It is time for you to be the whole you. You don't have much time. You don't have much time. Go ahead and step into the full you. And if it hurt people's feelings, I mean, okay, it's just going to hurt some people's feelings. But who is God calling you to fully be? Step into that. All right, let's keep on moving. The word of God says in verse 9, don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hate what is wrong. How do we understand what's wrong? We have to begin to study the word of God, and he will show you what's wrong. See, when you study the word of God, you begin to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit then. And then the Holy Spirit begins to talk to you every single day. Quick question. How do we know? Let me see, because I don't want to make sure it's happening. There we go. That's a great question. How do we know? We'll begin to know the more we spend time with him, he'll begin to reveal to us what he called us to do. Okay, that's how the more we spend time with him, he'll begin to show us what he has called us to do. It's just like let's put it like this. You may be a hooper, Jay, and your coach wants to reveal to you the playbook and wants to reveal to you the game plan. But if you're not spending time at practice, if you're not spending time in that playbook, how can he reveal to you what he wants in the game? You're going to have to spend time in this playbook. You're going to have to spend time at practice. You're going to have to spend time talking to your coach. All right. But God ain't finna reveal stuff to people who not spending. Why? He ain't gonna spend time with people. Well, he not like that. He ain't gonna reveal his plan to you and you ain't spending no time with him. And also, why would he reveal a plan to you and you haven't even got to plan step A first? We want to get to Z and we haven't did A, B, C, D, E, F, G yet. Can you practice A? My brothers and sisters, some of y'all, God done told y'all to lead that relationship. Some of y'all, God done told y'all to start that ministry. Some of y'all, God done told, stop all that drinking. Stop all that smoking. Stop all that fornication. Stop all that homosexuality relationship. Stop all that porn watching. Stop all that smoking weed. Stop all that taking shots. Stop all that club hopping. Stop all that church hopping. And y'all still haven't done it. And so we want God to reveal destiny to us. And God say, can you stop doing that first? See, there's a great puzzle to your life, my brothers and sisters. And God is trying to bring it all together. But you're missing some pieces right now. And the only way you go find those pieces is in the word of God. I hope the Holy Spirit answered your question. It says, hate what is wrong. Again, we grow up, we are born into societies, into families, into atmospheres who love what is wrong. Think about that, my brothers and sisters. So when we begin to get to know God, you'll be like, man, I didn't know that was wrong, God. There are certain things that your family love that God hates. Oh, this gonna hurt somebody. There are certain things that your bae, your boyfriend, your girlfriend love, but God hates. There are certain things that your church love that God hates. Do you understand me? Hey, to all my strippers out there, I know you love that money, but God hates that profession. To all my trap boys out there, I know you love that money, but God hates your profession. You see what I'm saying? So you got to start getting in the Word of God to understand what is that God hates. I want to hate what He hates, and I want to love what He loves. Now, I caution you though, when that happens, you may start becoming very unpopular amongst people. So cautious. I tread lightly if you're really not about that. Okay. Hold tightly to what is good. Hold tightly to what is good. Do you hear me? Figure out what is that God calls good? What is it that God loves? Whatever, when God reveals that to you, when He sees that you're serious about being revealed to, when He sees that you're serious about being spoken to, see, one thing about God, you can't fool Him. See, it's easy to play these little religious games with people because we can't see your heart. But God sees your heart. He sees your motives. He sees all these things. So you can't trick God into revealing things to you. You can't trick God into giving things to you. See, that may work on your little sugar daddy that you got, baby, but that ain't finna work on God. See, you can trick your little sugar mama to paying your little rent and paying your little phone bills, right? You can trick your little sugar daddy to take you on vacations and trick your little sugar daddy to pay for them little red bottoms that you got. But you can't trick God, baby. You can't trick Him. He been doing this for eternity. You see what I'm saying? So what you want to do is stop pretending. Start loving the Word of God, start hating what He hates, and start holding tightly to the things God wants you to hold on to. Well, what are some things He want me to hold tightly on to? First of all, your salvation. Some of y'all out here loose with your salvation. You got a prostitute spirit when it comes to your salvation. You got a diamond from the Players Club spirit about you when it comes to your salvation. Yeah, you got an ebony spirit from the Players Club when it comes to your salvation. You got a Felicia from Friday when it comes to you everywhere with this thing. You're not holding tightly. You got it all loose. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, another thing God wants you to hold tightly to, and this ain't nothing but the Holy Spirit coming through with this word. Hey, hold tightly to the truth. I say hold tightly to the truth. Some of y'all holding tightly to what feels good, what sounds good, what smells good, what makes you feel good, but you need to hold tightly to the truth. Well, how do I know what the truth is? The Word of God. I'm gonna keep on bringing it back to this Word of God because the Word of God been being disrespected lately. You know, I'm tired of hearing people talking about it's written by man, and you know, they mess with it, and people wrote it, and people switched the word up. Man, please stop disrespecting the Word of God. I'm telling you, when you disrespect the Word of God like that, you got beef with God, because He's serious about His word. You may not be serious about your word, my brother, but God's serious about His, and He plays no games with it. He stand on everything. Do you hear me? Yeah, let me go ahead and break this dough down real quick. Kick this dough down. I say God stand on everything. So I can't stand when I hear people out here talking about that God talking, telling me they gods, but they don't stand on their word. They backtrack their word. They going back, forth and forth like a 90s R&B song when it comes to their word. Nah. And if you calling yourself a king, you need to stand on your word. See, a king, back in the old days, that's what their kingdom was built off of, their word. And so I'm here to tell you, God is serious about his word. And anybody talking down on his word, I'm telling you, you're going to have to see God one day. And that's facts. I'm here to just sell you that search one. Oh, you're going to see God one day. It's appointed unto a man to die, and after that, it's the judgment. Hebrews 9 and 27. Hey, check this out. Let me keep moving and grooving through this word, though. I'm on verse 10. Romans chapter 12, verse 10. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Man, hey, listen, genuine affection. Be genuine. Be real about your affection for people. And then make sure you honor people. Make sure you show honor to people, man. I love what my brothers and sisters did, the Castillos did when they spoke. When she spoke, she honored people. God always tells me to honor people. My wife does a lovely job with honoring me. You know, I try to do the same thing. Honor her. Husbands, honor your wife. Wives, honor your husbands. Kids, to my youth. Hey, the secret to a long life, it's not the gym. The secret to a long life, it's not what you particularly eat. The secret to a long life is honoring thy father and thy mother. That's still the key to a long life. Do you hear me? Listen to what I'm about to say. There's countless of graveyards that's full with young kids based on how they honor their fathers and their mothers. Y'all want to call it gun violence. Y'all want to call it gang violence. Y'all want to call it all these other drunk and driving. No, I want to tell y'all, honor thy father and thy mother. It pays a major role on how your life is going to play out. That's for anybody who need that. Take that, Diddy style. Hey, check this out. In verse 11, never be lazy. Look at this practical stuff. Why you always in the bed just eating Cheetos? Why you got Starburst wrappers all up under your bed? Why you been sitting in the bed scrolling for 8 hours? Yeah, I'm finna hit somebody in their chest. Never be lazy. You're a part of a kingdom. You don't have time to be lazy. You don't have time to be on your phone like that, watching other people. I'm sick of God's people watching the world. The world should always be watching us and following us. We don't listen. That lazy spirit needs to get up out of the kingdom of God. Let's get busy. God has given you a mandate. Get to it. You don't have time to be lazy. You don't have time to put it to the side. You see what I'm saying? Because God has called you to a higher calling. Again, majority of the people that I'm talking, you guys are leaders. You can't afford to be lazy. Why? Because if you lazy, you can bet that the people that's up under you, they gonna be lazy too. If we see the world going twice as hard, guess what? Well, we need to go twice as harder. Because why? We get our strength and energy from the source. We get it straight from the source. Don't care what no peaches song said. We get our strength from the real source. The Heavenly Father that sits on the throne. When God wakes your fruit of the loom head butt up in the morning, why is you being lazy? Why you laying in the bed? You done woke up at 3 and you still been laying in the bed till 6 o'clock. Why you haven't been doing something? Especially to my man out there. You can't, Hey, let me talk to my young brother. Say, man, why is she up going to work and you laying in the bed still? Man, get up and just go somewhere. I don't know. I don't know. Just go somewhere. Just don't let her see you laying in the bed when she leave. I'm talking to all my people who shacked up right now, who trying to slowly make their way back to God's way. You need to get up. Go pick some cans up. I don't know. Throw some newspapers, go to the gym, 24-hour fitness. Hey, but you can't let them see you laying in the bed like that, cuz. Nah. So you gotta start asking God, God, hey, help me with this lazy spirit I got, God. Yeah, I don't want to be lazy. I don't want to be lazy. All right. It says, but work hard and serve the Lord. Rejoice in all in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble. Hey, when trouble comes, don't rush to try to figure things out or rush to be like, oh my God, God, what's going on? Be patient. You know, trouble is a very good thing for the believer. I know we don't want to hear that, but trouble starts to cut things off. It starts to buffer you. It starts to shine you. It starts to, make you more pure. You know what I'm saying? There's certain trouble, my brothers and sisters, that you can't pray away. There's certain trouble, my brothers and sisters, that you can't fast away. That trouble is come to produce the spirit of Jesus Christ in you. And it's going to stay there until it gets the results. Love it when the Holy Spirit just talk to me sometimes, you know? Yeah. Sometimes that trouble is there to be your friend. Sometimes that trouble is there to produce a godly woman. Sometimes that trouble is there to produce a godly man. Sometimes that trouble is coming to produce a ministry that God has in you. You see? That trouble is there to produce a prayer relationship with God. Stop always trying to wish trouble away and pray trouble away and get hands laid on. There's a time for that, but I'm saying we have this spirit around us that every time that's there's trouble, we think it's the devil or something. Man, please. All right, check this out. Oh, okay. We in verse 13. When God's people are in need, when God's people, who you been giving your money to, Trick? Huh? Yeah, I'm talking to you. I'm hitting you in your chest right now. Did he just say that? Yeah, I said it. Man, I'm just trying to help her out, man. You know, she doing some, man, God's people. You know, I just feel bad for him. So I'm really just trying to, be a support. And, God want us to be God's people. Y'all out here giving y'all money to the devil. And then want to use certain scriptures to back up your little demonic behavior you got going on. That stops today. You need to be ready. See, we can't even give and pay tithes to the church. We can't even give to the church because you out here tricking your money off on a little buzz down. You out here buying food for a grown man. So you can't even give your money to the church or to some widows that's really in need, to a church family that's really in need. See, when we give money, we got to make sure it's going to some good soil. We got to make sure we planting in some good garden when we sow seeds. I'm going to examine. See, God has taught me, hey, son, examine a life before you give. Yeah, examine it. Yeah, matter of fact, check their Facebook out. Check their Instagram out real quick before you give. Check their timeline out before you give. See, because you may be giving to some shots this Friday. You may be giving to a 1-hour hotel room. You see what I'm saying? You need to have discernment when you about to give. So I want to encourage you. I love it. Says, hey, when God's people are in need, be ready to help them. See, that means you got to get your finances in order. That means you need to get all your checking and your savings accounts in order. Why? Because when people call and ask, you don't want to be like, well, I don't even got it. Why? Why? God has given you a beautiful mind to manage your money. You have a beautiful mind. Well, I don't make that much. Man, I'm not even talking about how much we making right now. I'm talking about following a commandment. Do you understand, my brothers and sisters? This word that we're reading right now, when it says, when God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Now, when you receive that word and by faith, you start to position your life. You start to position your money by faith that I want to be ready to help God's people. That's when God begins to pour out a blessing on you and give you more, because he sees, oh, okay, they are getting ready. They want to be ready to help people. So let me be able to give them more. Man, this past couple of years, I just seen the hand of God. You cannot outgive God. I'm a walking testimony of it, man. And you talking to somebody, man, I ain't never had money like that. I was always somebody who, you know, struggled with money and didn't have it like that. But I practice the principles of God. I don't need to hear about Wall Street. I don't need to hear about 10 steps to get rich and how to get rich and all these false prophets and false teachers online and books. And man, what it say in the Word of God about giving? What does it say? Okay, got it. Boom. I'm finna practice that. And when I tell you, my brothers and sisters, but as we go back to verse 9, hold tightly to what is good. See, you holding tightly onto that money. That's what you got a grip on. But I'm telling you right now, if you trust God and begin to just, when God say, hey, give. Yeah, give that. Get them shoes away real quick. You don't even wear them anymore. Give them away. Just give it away. Yeah. Get that bed away. Why are you trying to sell the bed on Facebook? Just give it away. If God done blessed you with another bed, why are you trying to make a profit off that little torn down bed that with juice stains all over it? And when they lift up the mattress, it got stains. And you trying to sell it for $150 on Facebook. Man, get that mattress away and stop playing. You know? And then people will be talking, God bless me. Well, bless somebody and give it away. I always trying to make a profit. Make a profit off $200. That ain't no profit. You go spend that at the grocery store. Have you seen the prices these days? Lord have mercy. Stop doing that. When God listen to the Holy Spirit, when he tells you to give, be ready to give. No restraints. No hesitation. And when they ask you, why you giving? Just praise God. That's why I'm giving. Praising God. All right, let's keep on moving and grooving through this word. We're in Romans chapter 12 and we're in verse 13. Okay, and then it says, always be eager to practice hospitality. Ooh, that's something me and my wife had to, you know, we had to step into that because we was, you know, loners.
Not loners, I want to say we just was, you know, private when it came to our home. You know, we'll come to you. You feel me? But God, I'll never forget, he started telling me, you got to open your home up, son, to the church. And it was, you know, so what happens is when God gives me these type of words, I quickly get to it. I can't waste time because I know what would have happened. If I like sit on it, I ain't going to do it. So when soon as God hit me in my chest real quick and tell me this is what I need to do, I get on it. And so we got to practice that, y'all. It can be hard. I know. You get what I'm saying? But you got to have people over. Why? Because you want to show them the life of Christ, especially, you know, your young people or just you never know who needs to see your light in the church. You never know that inviting them over to your home, what that may do for their walk. They may experience a certain peace in your home. They may experience a certain order in your home. They may experience a certain smell in your home, you know, because, you know, you may have some Christians who just they just got funky homes. Let's go ahead. Can we be real? Can we be real? Give me a thumbs up if I can go ahead and kick this door down and be real. Give me a thumbs up. If you give me a thumbs up, I'm going to go ahead and be real with it. I'm going to wait, too. OK, listen. If we go practice hospitality, your house can't be smelling like cigarillos. Okay? Your house can't be smelling like feet if we go practice hospitality. It can't. You're going to have to get things in order. Why? Because you're ready. In the verse, it says, God's people, be ready. So that means anytime. Anytime we can practice it. That means we ready. Come on in. Oh, it smell good in here. Okay. You see what I'm saying? You want to make sure you're ready to be practice hospitality to towards God's people, my brothers and sisters. Okay. That means brothers, we're going to have to help out. Make sure ain't no pee stains behind that toilet. Make sure we get all that yellow stuff. You know, y'all know what I'm talking about. Make sure we get all that. Why? Because we want to be a walking representation of the holiness of God. When people come over, they like, ooh, they got it together. You see what I'm saying? I'm serious. These are practical things that we may overlook. Why? Because we chasing destiny. I can't sometimes with people. I can't with this super deep but missing principle generation. I can't with this super deep but just want to ignore practical instructions from God. Practical instructions. Practical. Hey, sister in Christ, stop speaking in tongues and speak to your husband kindly. How about that? Stop visiting the heavens. Get out your prayer closet and come have a decent conversation with your husband. How about that? You use that tongue to speak kindly to him. Hey, man of God, how about we just speak the word of God over our wives instead of complaining. These are practical things. See, the home, and I love how if you look at this particular verse, y'all, I thought I was going, the word of God is so full. We on verse 13. This four verses, y'all. You see what I'm saying? I ain't gonna fool y'all up like that. I thought I was gonna get to chapter 13, but we gonna have to come back and do that. But look, check it out. In these particular verses, it haven't said nothing about a stage yet. Oh my God. Touch somebody and say, oh, I see you. I see what God doing. He haven't said anything about a stage. He haven't said anything about microphones. He haven't said anything about instruments. He haven't said anything about video. He haven't said anything about followers. Ain't said none of that. And that's what we're trying to get to. We want to skip all this and get straight to the stage and straight to videos. And just tell somebody and say, just practical things. Are we saying ignore? I'm not saying ignore those things. No, I'm not saying that. That would be foolish of me, right? In the environment that we live in the country that we live in, I understand those things play a major role in inviting people into the kingdom of God. I do. What I'm trying to say for our young people and for those who are coming into the kingdom, can we please just tell them to practice practical things in order to get a disciplined, consistent lifestyle going before they get on the stage or before they start doing ministry? Why? Because when they get in ministry without discipline and consistency, they're going to fall off, and then you're going to want to cast stones at them and say, oh my God, I can't believe they did that. That's why I'm not a Christian. That's why I don't like the church. They are fake. They are that. That's why I don't go to nobody church. I just stay at home all day. I just sit in my room, and I know God know I'm good because I don't be at the church with them fake Christians.
Hypocrite. I can't stand people who talk like that. You staying at home, loner. You ain't in the game. You on the bench watching. You a bench wider. That's what you is. When you say all that, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be that. I don't want to be a Christian. I don't want to be. I'm a non-denomination. When you study the word of God, please tell me anything about a non-denomination. I just want to hit every. I'm taking the belt off of the sword of the spirit, and I just want to spank some people today. The word of God just got to come through and spank people sometime. You know? The word of God in America, y'all just be tapping. Tap, tap. You know how you pop your little, your baby just pop? That's what we doing to grown people. They be 40 and we still just popping them. Be patient. Have compassion. He 50. He don't need compassion. What do you mean have compassion? And he, man, oh my God. People 40 and 30, and we talking about, you got to show them love. Man, come on. This is how we get. We're not growing. We need to grow. We need to have strong men in the church. I'm looking at a generation of men that every time they say something that's true, they got to backtrack and go on Instagram and say, well, I just want to apologize and I'm going to take classes and I'm going to figure this out because what I said, I know I meant to say it, but because everybody's coming against me now, I'm going to apologize to everybody I need to apologize to, and I'm going to start classes next Monday. I'm going to be taking classes from 4 to 6 o'clock to understand who I am. I'm like, what? These are men. These are men that's in their 30s and 40s that's getting on a, listen to me, they get on a camera, y'all. They press record and they explaining themselves to people they don't even much know. Man, come on, cuz. Tell me anywhere in the Bible that God explained his word. Tell me anywhere in the Bible that God apologized for what he said. I'm just trying to tell you, if you're going to be a man and you say something, man, stand on it. Even if it hurt people, man, just stand on it. Yeah, I said it. Yeah, I said it. Yeah, I said it. What that does, it starts to build character. Masculinity, it begins to form that in you.
My brothers, we apologizing for speaking the well, I don't want to offend anybody. Man, offend people. The word of God is offensive. If CNN, Fox News, ESPN for one day was to broadcast the word of God and just have it playing, they would get so many hate mails. They would get so many people calling in saying, oh my God, what Jeremiah said is so offensive. Who's this Jeremiah guy? Oh my God, he's offensive. He's so offensive. I cannot believe y'all played Jeremiah 33. And Ezekiel, who is that? He's so offensive. These people was offensive. But it was the word of God. Let me keep moving and grooving through this word, man. Okay, verse 14. Bless those who persecute you. Don't curse them. Hey, you got to stop cussing people. Hey, you got to stop cussing people out, sister. Say, brother, hey, stop cussing people out in your mind. Stop the Y'all got to stop cussing people out. Yeah, and listen, I know you're not probably cussing them out because some of y'all are mature Christians, right? So y'all not cussing them out with y'all mouth. Uh-oh, let me go ahead and tap on this. Some of y'all got to stop cussing out y'all kids. So somebody say, preach. You got to stop cussing out your kids in your mind. Stop that. Bless those. I know they crying is persecuting you. I know they grabbing on you. It's persecution, ain't it? I know them waking you up in the middle of the night. That's persecution. But God say, bless they little babies. Bless my babies. Oh, my God. God say, bless them. I know they always asking you for money. And mama, mama, can you take, mama, I need, God say, just bless them, though. Don't cuss them out in your mind. Stop that. Okay. And check this out. Pray that God will bless them. Oh, that's hard to do. I know. Oh, I know. God say, those who hate you, use you. You know they hate you. They smile at you. Hey, but you know they hate you. You know they hate your shine. You know they hate the way you look. You know they hate the way what you live in. You know they hate what you drive in. You know they hate your ministry. They hate the gifts God gave you. But God say, bless them.
Oh, that's some fly stuff. I ain't gonna lie to you. That's how I know God's just so fly. He say, just bless him anyway. Just bless him anyway. You know? Matter of fact, ask them if they need a position in your ministry. Hey, you want to work for me? You want to come to my ministry? Can I have you speak? Is there anything that we can do for you? Is there anything that we can give you? Oh, that's how we get them. Yes, that's the way God say. That's how you treat those. Practice that. Then God say, be happy with those who are happy. Right? Be happy with those. Get around some people who positive. Listen, and I can tell you, if you're around people that's positive, when you get good news, and when you get that good news, and when you about to call somebody, you be like, nah, I ain't gonna call them because they always cut them off. That ain't the people you need. That ain't the happy people. Who you call when you get that exciting news? Who do you call when God do something in your life? And you know they're gonna be like, you see what I'm saying? That's the people you want to be around. Surround yourself around those people. But at the same time, my brothers and sisters, we don't want to forget and weep with those who weep. Never get too happy. Never be in too much pride that you don't forget those weeping days that you had. See, the fact that he tells us to weep with those who weep, that means he has to bring some weeping days into your life so you can be able to identify with people. You can't identify with people if you ain't never had no tears.
You can't identify with people if you ain't never drank your tears at night while you was laying in your bed. You can't identify with no people if you haven't lost a job. You can't identify with no people if you haven't lost a family member. So God takes you through those things so you can be able to weep with those who weep. They come in your way. You don't have to send them away because you understand you done been through the suffering times. Yeah, I may be in the palace, baby, but I was out there in the field for a while. Never forget the field, David. Never forget the prison, Joseph. Never forget it. Never forget when you used to wander around from town to town, Abraham. Never forget it. Never forget about the slavery of 400 years, the children of Israel. Never forget it. Yeah, you in the promised land now, but don't you ever forget where you came from. I don't care how good them pictures looks on Instagram. You better not ever forget. I don't care how many people liking your pictures. Don't you forever forget where God brought you from. See, it keeps your balance. You see? See, there's some people right now, because they're not balanced, God finna take his belt off and begin to give them that daddy whooping. I'm talking about that daddy whooping. I ain't talking about mama's whooping. You know, the mama's whoopings, something when you get a certain age, you just stand there. You know, mama's whoopings, when you get a certain age, you just, you know, you laugh a little bit in your mind, be like, oh, that's it. But see, daddy whoopings, it'll have you scared on that bus ride. Yeah, it'll have you scared all day at school, and your friends asking, what's wrong with you? You like, nothing, I'm just chilling. Nah, you scared because, you know, daddy finna spank you. And I'm here to tell y'all, prideful, arrogant, worm food people, some of y'all just been a little bit too arrogant lately with God. Some of y'all been a little bit too arrogant. You done had a couple people say you fine, and you done got a little bit too arrogant. You been in the gym for 3 weeks, and you done got a little bit too arrogant. Uh-huh, you got a little bit too arrogant. You done lost 3 pounds. You done got a little bit too arrogant. You got a little bit too arrogant. You done got you a 2023, and you done got a little bit too arrogant. God say, don't play with me like that. Don't play with me like that, because one thing God love to do is, he hates is a proud look. My brothers and sisters, always remember where you come from. I always remember what God has forgiven you for, and I always remember where he taken you from. You know where you was. You know what God delivered you from. You know those diseases that you escaped. You had diseases that you should have had. You know you ain't always used. Oh man, I'm finna kick this door down. Let me talk to the streets real quick. You know you ain't always used protection. So why are you looking down on people now that, you know, they may have some, or they out there like that? They need to get, you weren't always like that either. You weren't always Sister Williams. You used to be Bust Down Williams. You weren't always just a mighty prayer warrior. You was a mighty freak. You was a mighty smoker. You was a mighty drinker. You was a mighty whore. You was a mighty drug dealer. You was a mighty prostitute. So don't ever forget, man. Never. One thing, I'll give y'all some. Man, I let people bless me with the, you know, compliments that, you know, God allows them to give me. But I never go to sleep with them. Yeah, I let it bless me. But I don't, man, nah. Next day I get up and I'm on my face telling God, I don't know how I'm gonna make it without you, God. That's where you need to be. If you ain't there, you need to ask God, prick my heart. I'm talking about you gotta be, God, what I'm gonna do without you? I can't make it through this day. I'm talking about you gotta cry before God sometimes. Just let him, I can't make it, God. I don't know what I would do. I can't do it, God. What I would do about these kids, God. They get on my nerves. I can't stand them. I love them. You know? Verse 16. I bet y'all like, he almost done? Because I gotta go eat. Oh, hey, baby, go make them sausages. She told me to tell her when start cooking. So I don't want y'all to be like, oh, he talked to her like that? You know how people messy. He was on the underground. He was like, make those sausages. You know, he real male chauvinist, it seemed like. Verse 16, live in harmony with each other. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people. Oh, I like that, God. Oh, I like when he say stuff like that. Can I read that again to you? He said, live in harmony with each other. Don't be too proud to enjoy company with ordinary people. He say, why you always got to be in the VIP section? He say, just enjoy ordinary people. Why they always got to be on? Why they got to be working here? Why they got to have this amount of money? Why they got to drive this type of car? Why you just can't enjoy company with some ordinary people? Why you just can't enjoy company with somebody who drives, who got a CDL? Shout out to all my CDLs out there. Yeah, shout out to everybody who just got out of prison and got them a CDL. Let me go ahead and clap for you. Yeah, shout out to all my sisters out there. You just trying to move out your mama house. I know, I understand. Shout out to you. You ordinary person. Ain't nothing wrong with being ordinary. Ain't nothing wrong with being ordinary. Make ordinary be good. Make ordinary look fly. All right. And truth be told, some of people who looking like they extra, they shop ordinary. They on Shein. They on Amazon Prime. They on Fashion Nova. Cheaps. And then truth be told, some of them taking it right back after they wear it. So they ain't fooling. They ordinary. Don't let them pictures fool you. They take extraordinary pictures, but living an ordinary life. Let me keep going. And don't think you know it all. Ooh. Don't think you know it all. Can people talk to you without you interrupting? Can people have a conversation without you saying, oh, yeah, I remember too, because I used to. Especially when you're amongst elders. Don't talk too much. Just let the elders talk, baby. All right? Never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honorable. Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. Do all you can to be at peace with everyone, man. I'm gonna close it there. Hey, the peace of God wants to govern your life. The peace of God wants to govern your mind. The peace of God wants to govern your home. The peace of God wants to govern your job. The peace of God wants to govern your kids. The peace of God wants to govern your ministry. The peace of God wants to govern your future. In order for that to happen, you have to strive to be living with peace with everyone, no matter what they color are too. See, we got that bad in America. We have this fake love. We have this fake peace with people that's with a different racial group. We practice it. We act like we like it at work. But when we get them around our tables, we saying some real foul things. I'm here to call you up out of that lifestyle. Practice peace with everyone, every nation group. Practice peace with everyone. That's what we got to start practicing, okay, my brothers and sisters? It will begin to produce an atmosphere around your life that will be so peaceful. I don't have time for chaotic conversations. Every conversation that we're supposed to have, it is supposed to produce a new life for people. I expect people to change when they talk to me. That's a little high standard of you, because my father has a standard of like that. See, when you talk to God like that, you begin to take on his standards. When God talks, when his word goes out, he says, hey, it's going to do what it's supposed to do. Let's go change some minds. I expect when this podcast drops on the underground, that whoever hears it in the near future or 10 years from now, 20 years from now, it is going to change some lives. So I'm here to tell you, your presence, your ministry, your words, your conversation that you're going to be having, your prayers, it is going to start to change people's lives in the name of Jesus. And I pray that you believe that. I pray that you begin to walk in that. I pray that you begin to believe in that. And I speak that over y'all heads to the bottom of y'all feet. I speak peace over y'all life. I speak the prosperity of God over y'all life. And I speak the kingdom of God over your life from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And I pray that it begins to continue to come out your belly. And you begin to shine the light of God in your family, on your jobs, in your ministry, in your community, in your state, in your country, and we're all over the world where God takes you. I appreciate you coming out to the underground, a place to hear the word of God before you go 6 feet underground, a place to get into the word of God. What? So the word of God can get into you. Who am I? Man, I ain't nobody special. I'm just a voice of one calling out saying, repent. The kingdom of God is near. I love y'all. I'm out.